You gotta go to sleep? But it's only like midnight. That's like pocket change for us. Dude, do you not remember what it was like before quarantine? Dude, we used to crush it till like 3, 4, 5 in the morning. What are you on about? Like, it's like I don't even recognize you anymore. Since when did you become such a pussy? Oh, you have work to do. Oh, really? Yeah, whatever, dude. Oh, you just have a busy schedule tomorrow. I'm sure that's totally it. I'm willing to bet the reason that you're leaving so early is also because you want to get busy in bed. What do I mean by that? Oh, nothing. Listen. You're right. I don't want to be the reason that you couldn't get all that hard work done tonight, or sorry, I meant tomorrow. So I'll talk to you later, all right? What? You won't leave till I reveal what I'm implying? Oh, come on. Don't start with this shit. Don't act coy with me. Listen. Out there, you can pretend to be the fuckboy dom till your heart's content, but I've known you for 7 fucking years, dude. Oh, really? You have no clue what I'm on about. Okay, I see how this is. You really want me to spell it out for you? Fine, have it your way. I know for a fact. After you hang up the phone, you're going to get comfortable in bed, snuggle up underneath your big blanket, then slide those gray sweatpants of yours off and beat your fucking meat like there's no tomorrow. Like, how stupid do you think I am? Like, I mean, why do you think I entertained your idea of you being a dom? 'Cause it's the funniest shit I've heard ever since I fucking know that you're lying through your teeth. Oh, you're gonna prove it to me next time, huh? How? Go on. What are you gonna do? See, you can't even say anything remotely dominant, dude. Just stop before you hurt yourself. I fucking love you, okay? But you know I have a better chance at pegging you than you do of even petting me. So, sport, what do you say? You wanna call it a night? I'm more than happy to let you have your little me time. Oh, I'm wrong about the entire thing. Okay, sure. Hey, you don't need to convince me, all right? First off, I'm your best friend, and I totally respect that you have a healthy nighttime routine and intimate relationship with your little guy. Like, kudos to you, bro. Second of all, you literally know to the last decimal place how much of a shut-in I am, and you know I am the last person on this earth that will ever judge you. So why are you acting so shy? It's fine. Oh, you hate me. You fucking love me. Shut up. Okay, here's the deal. The fucking deal of the century. If you openly admit you're going to masturbate after we end this call, since that's the fucking truth, then the next time we meet in person, probably at my house, since we always meet at my house. Yeah, I don't know why either. Invite me over to your house sometime, you dumbass. Swear to God. Yeah, next week's fine. Anyway, where was I? Right. If you admit you're going to slide your hands down your big boy pants when we hang up, then next time I come over, I'll consider bending you over and spanking that good boy, mommy-loving ass of yours. I'm laughing so hard that I think I might pass out. Oh my God. Like, can't. I can't. I really. Jesus, come on. That was a pretty good deal. I would take it if I were you. Oh, come on. I was just teasing. But seriously, it's healthy to just, like, clear the air. You'll feel like you're levitating. Trust me. Hell, you might even say it's orgasmic. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know I had to. That was just low-hanging fruit. Wait. So you'll do it. You'll admit it. Yeah? Yay! I'm so proud of you! Okay, okay, okay. I'll shut up now. Go on. Mm-hmm. 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 You're slightly aroused. Seriously? All the pep talk I just gave you was so that you can have the confidence to say you're slightly aroused. Oh, that is such bullshit. Dude, like, you're not fooling anyone. I can literally feel the sexual frustration seeping through your voice. Not to mention how badly you're struggling right now to put sentences together. What's the matter? Is all that blood rushing down from your head to your large throbbing? Okay, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's perfectly fine. I'm only teasing you because of how shy you are right now. I mean, come on, literally minutes ago, when we got on the call, you were joking about how you thought I was adorable and cute when I got angry, and how you just wanted to pet me like I'm some sort of kitten and you were the big daddy dumb. But for some reason, I can't make fun of you when you just clearly popped a boner. Okay, hold up. All jokes aside, can I ask you a question? One best friend to another? It's a yes or no question. But you have to be honest. Promise? Or what? Or I'm never speaking to you again. Yup, never. I'm serious. Okay. All right, good boy. Is your dick hard right now? No, I won't make fun of you if you're honest. Yes. So? Oh my god! I fucking knew it! I just fucking knew it! Yes! Who is a daddy dom now, bitch? Oh, come on! Don't go! I was just messing around! Oh, wow, you want me to stop teasing you? Are you embarrassed that your friend gave you a massive fucking erection? Oh my god. Slightly aroused my ass. You dirty devil, you. I can't believe it. Speaking of asses, prepare to be tied up and spanked next week by yours truly. Oh, you won't have none of that. Well, if I can make you rock hard over the phone, then the sky's the limit, don't you think? So, how's it going on the other end there, camper? Have you fully pitched your tent then? Has the flagpole been hoisted? Is your lightsaber glowing? I always wanted to use that reference. I'm not gonna lie. And now I have. Gosh, I could go all night with these. Dude, you have no idea the night you're in for. I have euphemisms for days. Is your heart beating really fast? Yeah, I thought so. I tend to have that effect on submissive little boys. Are you approaching the edge? Playing with the tip? How hard is it,
Is it really, really hard? Or is it really, really, really hard?
Oh, you want me to seriously stop? Why should I? After all, it's my dick, right? Go on, say it. Whose cock is it? Whose cock are you squeezing in the palm of your hands? Say it, or I promise you I will go all night. Oh my god! I can't believe you actually said it! Oh my god! Oh, you're such a good boy! Oh, this is fucking adorable. You know that? No, I'm not gonna stop. Are you kidding? This is the most fun I've had all week, bitch! Probably next week, too, given that I got those three other work projects to do. What can I say? Life's hard. But not as hard as... Jesus, why are you so afraid anyway?
Afraid I'll make you come in your underwear?
Wait. You're not wearing any. You're kidding. Oh, so is that why you wanted me to stop? It's hilarious! Oh, you've really fucked up there by telling me that. Like, my God. Rewind a few minutes back, and there you were, proudly proclaiming you were like Poseidon or something, the god of wet panties and dominating women. And 5 minutes later, I now quite literally own your cock. You're so lucky you can trust me. Otherwise, only God knows what would happen to your pristine Big Daddy Dom reputation. Be honest. Are you touching yourself right now? It's fine if you are. Like I said, last person to judge. You're not. You wouldn't lie to me, would you? Would you? I'll give you one last chance to come clean. You are. Good boy. Who's a good boy? Say it. Who's a good boy? Yeah, you are. Wait, I got one more. Who likes to pretend they're a dom, but is secretly a bratty, disobedient slut? Who could that be? I wonder. No. No. Say it fully. I want you to say it fully and loudly. Oh, I know that was a bit long, but fuck it. Oh, hearing you say it was worth it. Guess what? I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life. I probably might even bring it up to the guys if you come anywhere near to petting me. That's right, bitch. That's what it's all about. You really thought you could just pet me like some kitten and get away with it? Well, this here is cold, hard revenge. How's it feel? To be honest, I think you like this punishment, don't you? So, are you still stroking that cock for me? Do you want me to keep going? Are you imagining me holding you tight? Squeezing you, right? Do you like it when your best friend dominates you like this?
late at night? Yeah, you do? That's good.
Wait, you want me to stop for real? How about...
No. Tonight, you're going to come in your shorts. That's the only way I see you learning your lesson.
Oh. Oh. Did you just finish? Well, that was definitely a little early compared to other subs I've been with.
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, are you all right? I know you're not all right, because you just came and you're...
I'm sorry.
But listen, I was just busting your balls, all right? I just wanted to teach you a fun little lesson. You know, just fuck about.
I wasn't making fun of you.
I mean, maybe a little, but... Look, are you all right? Are you there?
Hello?
Okay. Okay. Okay, listen. Hey! Shut up. Shut up for just 1 second. Let me speak, all right?
How many years have we known each other for?
That's right. 7 fucking years. So what makes you think I did this to embarrass you or that this somehow changes anything?
I fucking love you, okay?
Like, Jesus, do I need to scream that off the top of a mountain or something? Because I will.
You know you can trust me, regardless of whether you're a cute little sub or not.
You masturbate, I masturbate, the entire world, including the Pope, probably fucking masturbates, okay?
Yeah, you came in your pants, so what?
You fucking know everything stupid, silly, and humiliating about me, so I'd say we're even now. I was just mad at the beginning because I knew you were just hiding behind your big, stupid male machismo or whatever.
I knew it would be so bad for you, and so I kind of wanted to help you realize your true potential. In more ways than one.
I'm sorry, you know I can't take anything seriously.
But hey, tell me you had fun, please? I want you to feel good about it.
There's nothing you have to be embarrassed about.
Oh, you did? Yay! Plus, look at the positive. You finally have somebody to confide in about your submissive side, rather than taking out all that frustration on your poor bed.
I would spank your ass so hard right now.
This is what I call character development.
I'm so proud of you, dude! Okay, anyway. Now both you and I can catch a good night's sleep, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll love me too?
Bitch, I knew that already.
Okay. It's really late, dude.
Therefore, I'm calling it a night on behalf of both of us, alright?
Wait.
Can I get one last who's a good boy?
That's right. You are.
Good night. Love you.
Call me tomorrow, okay?
Bye.